This is Greg Jones, and I'm joined now by John Watts, who's out in Rio reporting on the summit. So, John, what has been the reaction to the text from last night, and what's the mood at the moment in Rio?
The mood at the moment is disappointment after leaders and negotiators agreed on a very watered-down text that lacks a lot of specific objectives on timetables and targets of how the world and member states of the United Nations are supposed to move towards the very impassive but vague goals that are set out in the text. For example, on the most important one being goals to set sustainable development goals on water access, on renewables, on ocean management, things like that. And there's also a lack of specificity when it comes to the green economy, and whether that's something that everybody should go for or just an option on the table. That said, although there is this sort of a disappointment, there's also a sense in which at least this conference will not end with the chaos and recrimination of Copenhagen. A text has been agreed. It probably won't be renegotiated now, or at least not very much. And so there will be something that comes out of this. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, has just given a speech at the opening plenary, in which he said that he expects a success from this conference. So something will come out of this. It's unlikely to please everybody here. It's certainly upset a lot of particularly NGOs involved in the environment and poverty relief, but the outcome could have been an awful lot worse.
So if things have been watered down, the terminology has been watered down perhaps a little bit, do you think we can still get something positive from the summit?
I think we can get a lot of warm words from the top level of the summit. Much more concrete stuff and important stuff is going on around the edges. For example, today, the world's eight leading development banks linked up with NGOs to put in place a $175 billion program to improve sustainable transport in cities around the world. That's a huge sum of money, a very significant deal. And there have been lots of these sorts of deals, not quite on the same scale, but very impressive grassroots or city level initiatives that are really pushing things forward. So the real energy and movement is at that level, not at the top level anymore.